Inside many grocery stores, it looks like the early days of the pandemic. Empty shelves. Clerks are struggling to restock shelves with basic goods like milk, bread, and meat. And there are some reasons for the shortages, and there are many that we're going to talk about right now with WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. The pictures are all over social media. Frustrated shoppers are posting about bare shelves. The first place to start is Omicron, of course. It's devastated the food supply chain, from production facilities and farms to the truckers who move the goods to the stores and then the clerks who stock the shelves. The sheer number of people who are calling out sick due to the virus is impacting the food industry. One grocer saying they expect more supply chain challenges over the next 4 to 6 weeks. Grocery stores are operating with less than their normal workforces. According to the National Grocers Association, a lot of its members have less than 50% of their normal workforce on work right now. Many food industry workers also not opting to return to their low-wage jobs at all, so that's an additional problem. The trucking industry has an aging workforce on top of the shortage, and it's really been a problem for several years now. Also add to the list, bad weather, fire and droughts damaging crops like wheat, corn, and soybeans in the U.S. and coffee, as an example, in Brazil. And one last important issue, the pandemic, it's changed our eating habits. More and more of us have taken to cooking and eating at home through the pandemic, and that's contributing to the grocery supply crunch. Overall, we've varied our diets, and we're looking for more supplies at the grocery stores. So, Paul, grocery store owners are asking shoppers to resist hoarding. They're trying to stretch out their supplies between deliveries to offer the most products to the greatest number of people. So experts say there isn't really a food shortage, and hoarding is just not necessary.
Yeah, it's tough because they're all saying that there's plenty of food in the supply chain. It's not like we're running out of food, nor should we ever. But all of the things you just talked about, all of the places that have been, the farms have been hit hard. The trucking companies have been hit hard. The grocery stores with the shelf stockers have been hit hard. All of that is leading to a tremendous amount of frustration. And now, when we've gone through things kind of like this in the past, maybe social media has not been as big back then, or wasn't as big, and now you've got, as you point out, disgruntled shoppers unleashing their frustration on social media over the last several days. I don't really look at that stuff, but you have, and you've seen it, I guess.
Yeah, and it's pretty, you know, it's difficult to see that when you go into the store and you see empty shelves. We're not, as Americans, used to seeing that. Let's be honest about that. Those are pictures from elsewhere in the world, not here. So it is rather jarring to see that. And I even had a friend on Facebook say, please don't put any more pictures of empty shelves on Facebook. It's just fueling the anxiety of everyone that maybe we won't be able to get food on our tables. That's not the problem. And interestingly enough, Paul, the other day I was watching a newscast and there was a grocer on. Now, this guy owned grocery stores, I think, in the East Coast. And he was telling people to stock up. And I thought, wow, isn't that terrible advice? Aren't people being warned not to hoard? But yeah, this guy was out there telling people to stock up. And basically, that's not good advice. We're being told.
You know, I saw something like that as well. And I kind of ignored it because this person was a so-called expert. Amazing how many experts there are these days, but was a so-called expert. And they were basically telling us what foods we should hoard right now. I mean, that's not helping anybody.
No.
That's just not going to help anybody. So that's, you know, a concern at this point. We got to keep our wits about us. Not easy. That person who you talked to that said, please stop showing the photos of the empty shelves, they're right. I mean, yeah, the anxiety that's caused by social media is off the charts. I know that that's not what its main intent was in the beginning, but it's become that way. Yeah, I don't know what that says about us as a people, or even as Americans, as you put it, Marie. We're not used to that as Americans. Those are those countries we see the video of and say, oh, those poor people, look, they go into the grocery store, there's no food there. Well, now it's happening in America. And whatever the reason, it's still jarring.
It sure is. My parents both lived through World War II in Europe, and my mother, I mean, she lived to be almost 90, and to her dying day, she would go into a grocery store and say, look at all this food. We can pick any of this. She was always still amazed by that.
What a wonderful thought of your mother. It's emotional when you consider.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man,
absolutely.
Oh man. When I think of what your parents went through, what my grandparents went through coming to this country, not speaking the language, and growing here and working hard and being amazed at the opportunity that America afforded them. And now I see so many ungrateful people, young people who take all of this for granted. It's difficult. It's difficult. We need some reminders.
Difficult.
Some reminders out there from people like yourself and others who know about the other side and the other ways. And it's like it's kind of like I've always said that traveling is educational. Boy, oh boy, is it ever. International travel makes you so happy and so proud to be an American and to live in America when you get to so many other countries. And see what they live with and take, what they're living with. And in the same way we take our bounty for granted, they take their less than bountiful opportunities for granted, which we never want to do in America, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, here's Mike Shirky, Senator Shirky, saying the real question is, after we acknowledge that it's happening in America, is it happening on purpose? Ay, ay, ay. Senator Shirky, don't drop a bomb on me like that when I'm saying goodbye to Marie. Senator Shirky, you know the phone number. Call us. I'm all ears. Want to hear what you have to say. Thank you, Marie.
Thank you, Paul.
7:744 on WJR.